This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Lens on the World. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schulman, Doug Steffen, assessing the good, the bad, the ugly, the successes, the failures, the good, I suppose the fair and the unfair. Depends on your expectations. So I know you're expecting to hear information and conversation. If it goes well, good for us. If it doesn't go well, well, what bothers you about our points of view? Ask yourself that as we go through, because we all don't have the same point of view. And that's a good thing. Matter of fact, well, I'm imagining all of us will have the same point of view on this. The outrage isn't even the audacity, the arrogance of what has happened in California in the last 24 to 48 hours, Governor Newsom signing a law. Wait till you hear Jennifer tell this story. You all should be extraordinarily uncomfortable with this reality. I certainly am.
What? Yeah, no, I'm serious. A lot of people are. I know, I am too. Believe me, this is
my opinion.
I don't disagree.
Oh, my God. Anyway, go ahead. Excuse me.
But that's why he took an opportunity to give another final little blow to the president. He has signed a bill that would make President Trump ineligible for California's primary ballot next year unless he discloses his tax returns under a state law that took effect immediately on Tuesday of this past week. This is an unprecedented mandate. It hasn't happened anywhere else before. That is going to probably most certainly spark a high profile court fight that'll go all the way up to the Supreme Court. It also might encourage other states to try to do the same thing, to come up with their own unconventional rules for presidential candidates. The law, which was signed by Gavin Newsom this week on the final day that he could actually sign it, takes action after it passed a strict party line vote in the state legislature earlier in the month, requiring all presidential candidates to submit 5 years of income tax filings. They must do so by late November to secure a spot on California's presidential primary ballot, which is now going to be held in March. State election officials will post those documents online, and private information, of course, will be redacted from some of those documents. Now, a couple of problems with this. Number one, there's no law on the books anywhere that says any candidate, presidential or otherwise, has to turn over their tax returns. But more important than that is that by signing this bill, which was passed through the legislature before when Governor Brown was still governor before Newsom took over, Brown actually vetoed this and knew that it was unconstitutional. And the reason for that is that essentially Gavin Newsom's now working in voter suppression, because for people in the state of California who want to go out and vote for President Trump, they're not going to have the option to do that unless they want to go do a write-in. And he's by that very nature suppressing their right to vote. The other issue is that he's also impacting the turnout of these elections, giving Democrats even more power in the state if this were to go unchecked, because people like me or who want to vote for President Trump and they think he's not at the top of the ballot are not going to turn out to vote for some of the lower, more local races and ballot propositions. So this is going to spell some trouble for Gavin Newsom. I believe it's going to be more symbolic than anything that's going to really take place, because I think the Supreme Court will easily dispatch of this rule. I just don't think it's legal.
Mm-hmm. All right. Other thoughts, ladies?
I'm sure it's going to get challenged legally.
Yeah, and that's it.
I mean, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. But, you know, yeah. I just think that, you know, the arrogance of Trump to be the only one who doesn't submit his tax returns. I mean, but we all know. Look, as New Yorkers, we all know what's on the tax returns. So it's a lot less. It's a lot fewer zeros than he wants everyone to believe. And so we've known all along.
Honestly,
he's suppressing
them. Let's take Trump out of the equation.
This is all about him. He's the only one who hasn't submitted his tax returns.
I know, but why do the rest of them submit? If I were running for office, it's nobody's business what money I make. That's one of the reasons that when Howard Stern was serious about running for the governorship of New York, he was asked, he was running as a libertarian, he was asked for his tax returns. I'm not going to give you my tax returns. What I make is none of your business. And I thought, you know what? That's true. I think most people assumed, because it has been done, that that's what you ought to do. I think it's a highly personal thing. I don't care about Trump one way or another, frankly. He's not my guy. I think there are a lot of things that he, as I've said 150 jillion times, some good ideas, some good things happen at the as a result of what he's pushing through. But I can't deal with his audacity. Having said that, I just don't think that it's anybody's business. I'm not going to decide who to vote for president because of whether they've got zeros in their tax return. If I'm looking for a, if I'm looking for a stockbroker, then maybe I want to look at the stockbroker's returns to see how much money he makes, because I want to invest my money with somebody who's rich. Other than that, the problem in this country is that too many politicians are in the business of being politicians because they are rich. That's their only qualification. They haven't got anything to do with their time, so I'll run for office. And I'm not saying, again,
well, Trump hasn't paid taxes in like 18 years because he's had so many losses. So he doesn't want the American people to know, while he's telling everybody else that they need to pay their taxes, he's not paying any. So that's another part of it.
I don't think the average person, honestly, Victoria, is holding in abeyance Donald Trump as either a fair and honest and honorable businessman. I don't think people.
I think his entire support. I think everyone who supports him thinks that.
Oh, I don't think so.
I think that he's exploited every tax loophole that was out there, and I think he should.
People in my circle of friends who vote for Trump know he's a scoundrel.
Everybody who has a business will find every tax loophole that will work for them to pay less in taxes. That's what I would expect from Doug, and that's what I would expect from Donald Trump. You follow the law, you're not breaking the law.
I report every penny of income, so nobody can say that I have not reported this, that, or the other thing. And then I take every legitimate deduction, and I will be happy to tell you I'm not happy, because I'd rather pay taxes because it means I'm making money. So the fact that I am not in that bracket, the bottom line is that when I have paid a lot of money in taxes during the years 2002 to 2009, I resented the hell out of it because the money is wasted. 40%, more than 40% of every tax dollar that you are paying in is wasted. And I resent that. I work hard for the money, and so do other American taxpayers. And it would seem to me we should have, if people were not so damn interested in The Bachelor and more interested in what was really going on, if that's their cup of tea, maybe they, I can't do anything, so I'm watching The Bachelor. Okay, that's fine. But the other side of it is that you are getting screwed 85 ways from Sunday.
Right,
you wouldn't do it to buy a refrigerator, so why do you let the government screw you?
Same vein, you can understand the other side of the coin. People are upset that Trump put this new tax plan in, which the middle class did not benefit from, and most people ended up getting surprise tax bills that they weren't planning on paying, or they didn't budget for. They were expecting a refund like they normally get. They didn't get the refund. They got a bill, sometimes up into the thousands. My brother got a surprise $4,000 bill this year. Middle class, a $4,000 bill is a lot of money
to
have to come up with.
And yet
the guy who did this to us doesn't pay a dime. So that's what I resent.
I think the do it to us.
I'm just saying, that's the other side of the perspective.
I don't think people who are doing it to us look in the mirror. Who'd you vote for? Did you vote?
Right.
Were you intelligent and articulate in the choices that you made in whether referendum questions or people running for positions? That's what the problem is. We've got a bunch of ignoramuses going to the polls to vote for things. And
well, they voted on a wall. I mean, essentially, that's the number one takeaway
but
from the entire campaign.
Instead of dealing with the story here, we're dealing with people's emotions about the president. Look, you can like him or you don't, and you can like his policies or you don't, and everybody gets to go and vote again, and you can make your decision at the polls. The point is, just because you don't like someone doesn't mean that you can do what Gavin Newsom did and suppress everybody else's vote and run, but you know, roughshod over. But that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about.
I don't think at all.
If Donald Trump released his tax returns tomorrow, Victoria, would you vote for him?
No, because I know he's a scoundrel, and I know he's a fraud.
And if Donald Trump didn't release his tax returns, I'd still vote for him. So the truth is, it has no bearing on whether or not anybody, it's not going to change one person's vote. Right. And Bernie Sanders, for the record, didn't turn his tax returns in last time around, and Hillary Clinton was giving him hell for it. So this time around, he turned it in, and he had to admit that he actually had more money than he was telling people. So
and then they're trying to figure out where he gets his money. That's always what happens to it. Becomes a great game. Where'd Bernie get all that money? He's been in Congress.
I can honestly tell you, I'm pretty involved with all this. I've never looked at any candidate's tax returns, ever, because I don't care.
Yeah. In our most recent DJV podcast, you can listen to us talk about what to expect the second round around. In other words, the Democratic debates, as they go around, round, get around. We've got that focus on our discussion at djvshow.com. We also talk about Meghan Markle's exciting new job and the new trend that women are following to try to look like Instagram models. Ooh. We also talk about a couple of scary stories that might stop you from swimming in rivers, hot tubs, most anywhere. That's what's lurking at the DJV podcast. What's lurking in the water is lurking at the djvshow.com. You can connect on social media, too. Facebook.com/DJVshow. Twitter at DJVshow. Listen anytime. Go to djvshow.com. Just hit that listen button.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
They always told Will he was too short.
Here's some great news. Here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. How about them apples? Take that and, people do that all the time. Government Employee Life Insurance Company. No, what is it? Government Employee Insurance Company. That's what it is. Geico stands for that. Thank you very much for being here. We have no parasites. We just have producers listening to the DJV program with Victoria, Kara, and Jennifer at 21 after the hour.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, there's a controversy about this song called Dark Horse from Katy Perry. Jury verdict is in. 2013 hit Dark Horse improperly copied a Christian rap song. When has that, those two phrases been in the same sentence before?
I know, right?
A Christian rap song.
You can rap about how much you love JC. Why not?
I suppose. Yep. Yeah, all right. Anyway, so some unknown artist who did the song in 2009 sued Katy Perry for damages, and so that battle continues. There was a unanimous verdict by a 9-member federal jury in L.A. Situation is as described as follows. Marcus Gray and two co-authors sued in 2014 alleging Dark Horse stole from Joyful Noise, which is a song that Marcus Gray released under the stage name Flame. Opening arguments began this week, and that'll determine how much Katy Perry will owe. So now they're trying to figure out how much money they can get out of her. Testimony giving jurors a peek into the finances behind Dark Horse single hit that earned Perry a Grammy nomination, the second song in her Super Bowl halftime performance. Case focused on the notes and beats of the song, not the lyrics. Other defendants found liable Capitol Records, as well as the producers, Dr. Luke. Oh, he's back
that
in
guy.
Again? There he
is. Well, this was back in 2013, so this is before anybody knew about Kesha and everything else.
Anybody still, is anybody using him still? Is he still
People
in
are
business?
Contractually obligated to him still.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is the beat that they're saying they copied.
Are you kidding? That beats in 900 million songs.
Well, obviously the jury agreed.
Wow. This is the song.
Yeah.
Was she copied Dark Horse from this song called Joyful Noise. I'll give you one thing. It is noise.
Is it joyful, Dougie? Come on.
Not really. I don't find it.
I do hear that weird, like, keyboard synth sound.
Yeah, I would like to hear just the instrumental track behind this because it's kind of hard to hear with the rap song, but there it is.
Doesn't sound it.
There it is. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That is exactly it.
I'm pretty straight fire, but I'm speaking about my life. She paid the steel price being beat by Roman Tar.
Yeah, it is very distinctive with that, like, high-pitched noise.
Yep.
You gotta wonder if these people are that arrogant or that stupid that they don't think they're gonna get caught if that's in fact what they did.
They probably didn't know. I bet you someone else came to her with the beat and she was like,
she
sounds
it.
Cool, I'll use it.
Yeah.
That could be. One of the producers, because that's how music gets put together. Producers put together all the pieces.
Right.
Let's see what happens following it. 26 after the hour, more music news now on the DJV program with a focus on Selena Gomez having a 27th birthday, third most popular person on Instagram, 154 million followers. So if you want to get her a birthday gift,
She probably doesn't need one for many of us.
No. In her Instagram post, she is seen watching TV with her friends when a video begins with clips from The Office and Friends and her pal Taylor Swift asking, "Are you ready for it?" before transitioning into a clip from Shark Tank. And then comes the personal birthday message from a shark himself. Mark Cuban says, "Hey, Selena, it's Mark Cuban from Shark Tank. I just want to say happy 27th birthday. I hope you enjoy it." But the surprise was just the beginning. The next screen has the message, "We're going to Shark Tank in September." Gomez proceeds to fully freak out, screaming with surprise and holding her hands over her mouth.
I guess she's a huge Shark Tank fan.
She is. The video's super cute.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At last night's Democratic debate in Detroit, as 10 of the many candidates were on stage, progressives Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders were faced with having to defend their Medicare for All plans, as moderates were suggesting that they not make such sweeping campaign promises if they want to defeat President Trump in 2020. Meanwhile, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg looked at things this way.
It is time to stop worrying about what the Republicans will say. Look, if...
If it's true that if we embrace a far-left agenda, they're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. If we embrace a conservative agenda, you know what they're going to do? They're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. So let's just stand up for the right policy.
Another 10 Democrats, including frontrunner Joe Biden, will be on that same stage tonight. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Four after the hour. Doug Steffen here. I was a little bit late. I was rehearsing my lines. You know, I rehearse everything. Everything's written down on this program.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I love when people ask me that. People always ask me that if our show is scripted.
Really? And you say?
It's like, I don't know. Listened? I just look at them and I walk away. I think, yeah, it's just
shaking
like,
your
what?
Head. Huh? What? Are you kidding? Yes. Well,
it's not like a play from the 40s. Like I don't even understand that question.
Radio.
It is always older people, by the way, who ask me.
They ask you that, really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's well, obviously younger people know. You know, reality people, shows like it's not scripted.
People ask me, "How do you talk for so long?" I think to myself, "Well, listen, I've been talking for a long time on the radio. It's sort of like the same thing as walking or riding a bicycle or jumping into a pool. Once you get used to it, you just do it." So, no, we don't do too much rehearsal here, folks. But we do have a brain, and we can exercise our mind and our mouth at the same time. Sometimes they're not in gear. But it's okay, because the reality is on radio today, if you're not listening to a conversation program, most of the radio disc jockeys don't have the brains they were born with. So if it isn't written on a card in front of them, they don't know what to say. They aren't allowed to. And so the people, and they don't get paid any money anymore. In the old days when there really were great jocks, the people that made the money for having a brain and a mouth, you know, put them together and you get something. But that isn't the case today. So it's really, we do get a kick out of it sometimes, yes. All right, so let's move along here in our survey of what's happening in the world. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are all my allies here on the DJV program. We have some food. We're going to do some food news here. What did I say we were doing? You said you were doing.
We've got food news coming up later on, but I've got some dining news.
That's it. Dining news, yes. Mm-hmm. Where do you get the best deal? I guess maybe I should start, Victoria, by saying survey says.
Yes. Okay. Survey says. So this comes from Open Table, which is the website and app where most people book their dinner reservations at restaurants. Mm-hmm. And it's super popular pretty much everywhere now. It's definitely all around this country. And so they did a survey of the top 10 cities and suburb metropolitan areas where diners are most likely to arrive on time or early. And then they did a survey of the top 10 cities where diners are most likely to arrive 20 minutes or more late for their reservation. So let's start with the bad news. Who are the latest diners in the country? Who arrives the latest?
Los Angeles.
That's on the list. Who's
or
number
New York.
One? New York.
Any place where there's traffic.
New York is number one. I am not surprised by this. I don't think I've ever been to a reservation on time the whole time I lived in New York City. Never. And it is mostly traffic and subway delays, things like that. Los Angeles is number two on the list. Number three is kind of surprising. Number three is Miami. So I guess people just sort of take their sweet old time getting to the restaurant in Miami. Number four was San Francisco. And number five is Atlanta. So I don't know what's going on in Atlanta, but people can't make it to the restaurant on time. And also, number six was Washington, D.C. That's Kara's crowd. Number seven was Philadelphia. Number eight was Orange County, California. Now, maybe that's just because they're too laid back or they're still surfing. I don't know.
Too much traffic. Orange County's a nightmare, just like Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. Number nine, Chicago. And number ten is Boston.
You know what? If you want to get really lost and really angry, take the five south. Out of L.A. No matter what time of day or night.
You won't go far.
you just can't move. It's awful. Awful, awful.
Well, right, and then so Boston rounds out the list with number 10. Now, the top 10 cities where diners actually arrive on time or early to their reservations. Number one, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. I guess southern politeness. Number two is Phoenix, Arizona. People like to arrive early there. Number three is Seattle. Four is Denver. And five is Minneapolis, St. Paul. Number six was Hawaii, which makes total sense because you're on vacation. So you can't wait to get to dinner probably, right?
Yeah.
Number seven, there are contingents of Boston that do arrive on time. Number eight, same thing with Orange County. Framingham. And number 10 was San Diego, California. People like to arrive on time or early for their dinner reservations.
Yeah.
Hey, again, because probably you're on vacation, right?
As you're going through that list, maybe I sound like an arrogant, we've used that word a lot today, northeasterner or eastern. Dallas and Phoenix, I can't imagine any reason for wanting to live, unless you have to, in either of those two cities. I just don't.
I've never been to either, so I can't.
A lot of time in Dallas and a lot more time in Phoenix. It's
dry. I've only been to Dallas once.
It's hot. But really?
Yeah. I've been to Dallas once. Arizona is too hot for me, and it's a little. I don't know. But to visit, it's not terrible.
No.
It's very spread out.
Yeah, it is kind of. It is terrible. I don't get it. It's just desert and hot, even in the cool weather months. But there are people who love it, love it. And Dallas, people who live there. The last time I was in Dallas, I was stuck in an ice storm. And I sat in a hotel room. I think I did the radio program from a hotel room, watching trucks slide off of a bridge and roll over and stuff like that. I was driving across country. I think it was the last time I took Charlotte and drove across country with her. So that
I remember it. It was, yeah.
Yeah, 2014 probably. Anyway, it was, and I've been there. I remember once my old pal Tom Parsons, who used to talk a lot about traveling and stuff on this program, lived in Dallas, and he and I worked out a contest. We had a, and I'm trying to remember, this would have been maybe 2011, been there maybe further back. I may have been further back than that. We gave, I had a contest and gave away tickets to the first season, the season opener of the baseball season. And the game was in Dallas. And he had great seats, and so we had somebody that came and met us. We had the day. We went to lunch with him, and we went to the game. And I remember it was so bland. Everything about it is bland. Maybe it's just because I grew up in an area with lots of vegetation and a lot of interesting scenery. Maybe that's it. But people love Texas, man. And I don't know that Dallas really represents or Houston represents Texas. I think there's some beautiful place. You go south of Dallas into farm country and go across to Brownwood, and it just those areas are fabulous. I don't know. It's just it's a personal preference thing, I guess. Now, if we're traveling, let's go to Las Vegas for a moment, because there's a real problem there with grasshoppers. I suppose this goes with either food news or imagine eating grasshoppers. How many people have ever eaten
grasshoppers?
I know they do.
Yeah,
right.
People love them. People do. Ugh.
There's a lot of them to eat in Las Vegas, apparently. The invasion is so large with these pallid-winged grasshoppers, you can see it on the Weather Channel. The radar is bugged out by all these grasshoppers, like a storm. Experts say the bugs could be there for many weeks. People are apparently not bugged out by it. Pardon the pun. You see what I'm doing there. the entomologist with the Nevada Department of Agriculture, a guy named Jeff Knight, says they do not carry any diseases, these grasshoppers. They don't bite. They're not even one of the species we consider to be a problem. Is there? What's the
but
other
there's
thing?
There's swarms of them. That must just be creepy.
Yeah, it is creepy. And they, what's the other thing that begins with a C, the other bug that travels around?
Crickets.
No. It's a,
you mean cicadas?
Cicadas. Yeah, right. They're really... grasshoppers.
They're loud. They make. Yeah. They're really loud.
Creepy. They really are creepy. So, back to the 1960s, there's nothing as bad with grasshoppers as they now have there in Las Vegas. So, you know what they say about Vegas? If it happens in Vegas, it stays in Vegas. And as far as I'm concerned, you can keep your grasshoppers there, boys and girls. Have some fun. How many people have seen that NASA is giving away an Apollo-era Saturn rocket? Anybody who wants it?
I wish I could get this for you.
Wait, what? Giving away a rocket?
They're giving it away for free, but you have to pay like $250,000 to transport
to
it someplace. Yeah.
Right.
What would someone do with a rocket?
Put it in your backyard or on your farm?
I'd put it on the farm, yeah. If I had $250,000, I'd get it in a second. It would be a great attraction. Can we do it for less than $250,000? I don't know how you do that.
I don't know.
It'd be very good.
You can't even take the road. I mean, how would you do it? You can't get on bridges. You can't.
Can't get under bridges.
Under bridges, right?
How big is this? Is this like a spaceship?
Yeah.
Haven't you been to Cape Kennedy? Oh my God, Victoria, you got to go down there.
I would love to go, but I've never been.
Walk through. Or maybe we should have a trip down there. Get my pal Jay Honeycutt to bring us around on a tour. These things are huge. You have no idea until you go into the newly built museum. They've got one of them, and it's like a football field long.
Wow. So NASA's just giving this away to any civilian who wants to take it off their hands? They can't reuse it or recycle it?
No. It's a PR stunt.
It's from the 60s. It's like an Apollo era.
The Saturn launched the first Apollo into orbit. This Saturn was the workhorse, frankly, of the space fleet. It was well built, well designed, had a lot of different tasks that it did. And I think they still actually use some of these Saturns to push satellites, government satellites up. I'm pretty sure they still do.
I think what we need to do then is get a GoFundMe account started so that we can, get Doug his rocket.
Yeah. The Rockets, red guy.
Can you imagine the city of Framingham? They hate you already. Can you imagine if you bring this thing in?
Yeah, put it next to the cannabis grow. Park it down right back and everybody come down. Hey, come get your...
Welcome to the farm. We've got weed. We've got rockets. You can call it a bounce house.
Weed and rockets. Exactly. That's a great line. The Victoria, that's fabulous. Weed and rockets. Fabulous.
That we is, get I you like high. That. How about that?
Right. That's even better. Yeah, this is good stuff. I have to keep thinking about this. Whilst we continue here on the DJV program, who is Hilaria Baldwin and why would you care after this? Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
What is this? We're doing Joyce.
It's going to take too long to explain.
All right, so Hilaria Baldwin is hilarious if you are into that sort of thing. As soon as I mentioned her name, both Kara... I thought it was interesting because Jennifer is usually the gossip.
They were triggered, though.
They really were. The two of them are on to her. She's married to Alec Baldwin. She's 25 years younger than he is. She's had four kids with him, and she's
in four
lost
years.
Her last one. And now she's people are after her because they want to know on Instagram, are you pregnant yet? And she thinks it's invasive. She's been annoyed. She's been...
What? Wait, what? She's the one
alone.
Who... Whoa. Okay. She is... There is nothing invasive. This woman is so desperate for attention. I have a friend who hate follows her on Instagram, and she's a yoga instructor, and she's always in her bra and yoga pants or, like, underwear doing yoga moves in her bathroom, and she films all of it. She is such... She is an attention whore. So, sorry,
Hilaria. I knew there was a reason that I brought this up. Thank you, Victoria.
Yes. Yeah, she's awful.
10 before the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warren Eckstein, who's normally here at this point in our broadcast week, has a jogging habit, and I don't know, he's taking lessons from Kara, running through the woods, and he fell down and banged himself up pretty well. He didn't break any bones. Kara did that a couple of years ago, but he's messed up his face and his arm. Aww. I talked to him a little bit, so he's under the weather and therefore not here. So it gives us a chance to celebrate a number of things. It's food news time. Today, actually, speaking of celebration, is National Avocado Day. Do you know, ladies know that?
Love avocados. Actually, apparently there are a lot of deals that you can get free avocados today, which is weird. But apparently lots of places have it if you just Google it.
Did you know avocado is a fruit and not a veggie?
I did.
Ranges in size from the size of an egg to about 4 pounds, depending on the variety. They're native to Mexico, and also they're grown in the Andes Mountains. Aztecs, known to have eaten avocados a long time ago, and for a period of time, avocados were only eaten, frankly, in Central and South America and in the Caribbean, where they were called an alligator pear.
Ooh.
In 1833, a horticulturist named Henry Perrine became the first to plant avocados in Florida. They were also planted in California in the 1880s. By the turn of the century, orchards were established in California and Florida. Avocados gained commercial importance because they're really very good for you. Americans didn't start embracing avocados in a wholesale sense until the 50s, when they became part of a lot of salads. According to the Haas Avocado Board, avocado consumption doubled between 2005 and 2015, and has quadrupled between the year 2000 and 2015. So not only are they good for your skin, but they can be used, you know, you can eat them and they're good for your skin, but you can also rub them on your skin. I guess the Aztecs used to use them in skin masks. So is that what, when you go to a salon and people put those peelings on your eyes, are those avocados? Are those cucumbers?
No, those are cucumbers. Well, that's I've never actually had that happen. I think that's more of a home remedy. And avocado masks and things like that for your hair or for your face, people just do that at home. They're kind of messy.
Ah, yes, with the seam. Cheez-Its in the food news. This summer, you're going to enjoy cheese, crackers, and wine. No corkscrew or fancy cheese board required. Cheez-It and House Wine, releasing a portable split box that combines red wine with cheesy crackers. The whole thing sounds kind of cheesy to me. You
sounds
can get
wonderful. Sounds delicious.
Really?
Yeah, Jennifer sent
wine?
This story to me. Yeah.
Cheez-Its with wine?
Yeah, wine and cheese.
25
this
bucks.
This is just a lower-end version of, you know, of wine and cheese.
That's what I was thinking. And look at me. I'm like I'm a...
Well, we're all like, low-end, so it's fine.
Right. Well, look, who am I, basically, to have any credibility with this at all? I don't drink wine, and I sure as hell don't eat Cheez-Its. So you can buy them, though, at originalhousewine.com if you're so inclined. Cheez-It crackers and a dispensable red wine blend. It's 50% Cabernet Sauvignon and 50% Merlot from House
Merlot?
Wine.
Merlot?
I don't do that.
Oh, my God.
Shocker.
Okay.
Sure. Although, I will tell you, I worked with a guy in... Washington, God, 25 years ago. I can see him, but I can't remember his name. I want to say Roger something. And he was on the air one day, and he billed himself as a wine expert. And he actually did a review of Merlot wine. That's what he called it.
Oh,
and
boy.
He had no credibility at all after that. But I'm just thinking, whenever I see that, and I think about our Chuck Curry, the movie guy, what did he call her, Margot?
Margot Robbie, yes. And we've corrected him so many times, it's not difference. Even worth it.
All right,
yep.
If you've been eating an apple a day to keep the doctor away, haven't been consuming the core, you're probably missing out on some of the most beneficial parts of the apple. According to a new study by the Graz University in Austria, in addition to fiber and flavonoids, apples contain bacteria, the good kind. Most of the bacteria is found in the fruit's core, stem, seeds. So I have an apple every day. I'm not eating the stem, and I'm not eating the seeds. According to a study which was published this month, single apple contains about 100 million bacteria cells. If you toss out the core, you're only consuming about 10 million of those
cells. I'm sorry. I don't care how good it is for you. If I see someone eating the entire apple core and everything,
I see people do it every once in a while, and it grosses me out.
Yeah. I mean, the dogs, I have, Charlotte's
no,
like
they're doing, toxic for dogs.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too. Yeah, you don't want
dogs. You cannot give an apple core to a dog, no.
No, not a good idea. All right, so there it is. Food News, 59 past the...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.